I became a Spurs fan after watching the Spurs Man City FA Cup with my brother and my family, I think. He was a bit older than me and he was a Spurs fan. I think I might have been a Liverpool fan at a really young age. I must have been about six or something then. And just the reaction of that game, I think the two games, was brilliant. And people like Ricky Villa and Ozzy Ardiles, it made me sort of get into Spurs. I think that Ricky Villa goal was the turning point. Convinced my now wife that I wasn't into football at all because she hated football, and I managed to sort of swerve that one.
And how's that lie revealed itself over the years?
She's just really angry now. She's got two older brothers who and a dad that is complete Spurs fans as well, and they were all they talked about was football over every sort of meal. And she'd say, "Yeah, I did really well in an art exam today," and they'd say, "Whatever, but you know, you can't bring in so many foreign players because you know why it's like, you know, just taught Spurs." So she really hates football.
Oh dear. And does she still hate football?
She tolerates me appreciating it.
Played forward towards Ali, and Dele Alli takes a dropping ball from the skies and caresses it past Boaz Myhill. It was a lovely, nonchalant touch, and Spurs grow in strength from week to week.
So do you think Spurs can genuinely challenge for the Premier League this season?
I really hope so, because I've got £20 bet on it. I think after Spurs beat Man City, I put a bet on them, because I'd looked at the odds and it was 100-1 they were for the title, so I thought, They've only lost one game, so I thought that was a good bet. I can see them. If they carry on, I'd be interested to see. I think they'll probably get a striker as well, and if they might, they might get someone quite tasty, and then why not?